I'm here at the Saudi Arabian Embassy in London, where hundreds of Ethiopians have gathered to protest the treatment of their fellow countrymen in Saudi Arabia. I can see a number of posters filled with words of rage. One of them is reading, "Stop the violence against Ethiopians in Saudi Arabia." The other one just in front of me reads, "Where is the promise of Mohammed about Ethiopia?" Just on the far left, I could see one more written, "Saudi Arabian investors out of Ethiopia." Just another poster showing the rage that Ethiopians are having here. Why are you here today?
To protest about Saudi Arabia.
To give a voice for the voiceless of our sisters and brothers who've been murdering and killing and raping in Saudi Arabia.
Okay. Which media are you from?
From hell.
BBC.
So, Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been? Where's the human rights? Where's the human rights?
Go and see. Go Google it. Go YouTube. Look, you can't see the picture there. Look how they treat our people.
They are killing our sister. They are raping our sister. They throw away our children. The mom is starving.
Okay, may you start by telling me your name and the last time you were in Saudi Arabia?
My name is Abdi Sagada. I'm from Ethiopia. I'm here today to demonstrate about the against of Saudi Arabia, what they're doing in Ethiopian people.
Have you worked in Saudi Arabia yourself, and would you like to tell me how Ethiopians are treated in Saudi Arabia?
They are treated like a slave. It's not right. We are now in 21st century. Every people, everywhere you can go, you have right to live, or you have right to leave that country as a right way.
Can you just tell me your name?
Bekele Debela.
They have been abused by the Saudi authorities. It's a shame. It's being done by the Saudi authorities, by the police, security forces. That's what makes it even worse.
But the Saudi Arabian government says it gave Ethiopians and other nationalities enough time to regularize their stay in Saudi Arabia.
They could say so, but even though the deadline might have passed, it doesn't mean they should kill Ethiopians, it doesn't mean they should rape Ethiopians, it doesn't mean they should abuse Ethiopians, it doesn't mean they should deny water and food to fellow kids. That's what they are doing. They are just denying justice. With the pretext that these people might have not gone peacefully. They should give them a chance.
But what would you like your own government, Ethiopian government, to do right now?
It is a shame because the Ethiopian government does not have a lot to do. You know, if we had a government that was responsible, this wouldn't have happened. They would have interfered quite a while ago. They did not interfere, okay? It's a shame because Ethiopians were even denied to protest in Ethiopia. So it's a shame. So the government is not there for these innocent Ethiopians. So the government is utterly useless.